You've tuned into Mind Funnel, the drum and bass and breaks episode. You're listening to CSCK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. This is Torbjorn here. Something new this week. You're usually hearing metal and hardcore from me. But I've also got myself a special guest today that I'll introduce in a bit. Thanks for tuning in again. CSCK coming to you from unceded Gidimden territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. So like I said, something different for you today. And I just thought to do something out of the ordinary. And last week, one of my friends on Facer Radio did a show with some electronic and drum and bass and jungle. So this is a bit of a clapback episode. And just want to bring out some jams. I got some newer drum and bass and some old school stuff as well. So really excited to show you a list of tunes. And my guest isn't going to speak quite yet, but I'll give you guys a hint. I'll introduce him after a few songs. I'm just going to let a few play here to start, and we'll come back and see if you can answer the one question that's burning for all of us is, do insects hear music? Thank you.
them promises.
Sweet. All right, I like those tracks. Those are both really fun. So far, you've heard Sully by Verite by Sully, Lights by Holy XO. I don't know if that's pronounced other in a different way. 12 Stout Street by Nedaj, and Holy XO again. Now, this next song is actually pretty old school. I like this one. Kicking it back to mid '90s. I remember this one from my university days. Kind of throw it back a bit.
Control sent out the message, watch riot. Now at night we take over the land, and that's the same thing as owning it. And don't shit go down in the hood, unless we say so. Control, watch riot. Control, watch riot, watch riot.
Listener discretion is advised. That's about all I'll say. Got to be the strongest. Control.
Control. Watch riot. Now y'all know they tried to control the day. You don't control the day. The man controls the day. Control your hood.
Watts
riot. So we got to be
Watts
riot. The strongest
sucker.
Control.
Watts.
Control.
Watts.
Control.
Control.
Watts.
Control.
Watts riot.
Riot. Riot.
Control. Watts
riot.
Control.
Badass.
Respect each other's rights.
As Mickey Finn and Aphrodite with Badass, the Takeover mix specifically. I had to kind of browse a couple mixes there. It's been mixed so many times, I think. So, before we go on, quick word shout out to our sponsor. We're going to go with Mountain Eagle Books, very cozy place for a coffee. Check out some used books there on 3rd Ave. Thanks, Mountain Eagle Books, for sponsoring Smithers Community Radio. You're a true community member. So our guest, I asked earlier, do insects hear music? And I was wondering if maybe Kenny J could tell us whether, it's a crossover episode here, whether insects hear music. What's up, Ken?
Hi, Tor. How are you?
Doing pretty good, man. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for coming to my show.
No problem. The answer to that question is, yes, they hear music. I'm sure they do. Just like that's the same question as if a tree falls in the forest, does anybody hear? They hear it, but whether they understand it as music, who knows?
Do they process it?
Yeah,
exactly. Do they process an airplane flying overhead?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they obviously can hear other things, like, you know, moths can hear bats. That's how they avoid being caught by bats. Ultrasonic.
I wish I could hear bats.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could too.
Yeah, I know there's some bat fans out there as well. Yeah. So Ken is the town entomologist, but he's also a regular DJ and MC in town. He's got he's got his own radio show. He's got a radio show that he shares with Dave. And yeah, it's like asked him to come out on my show because one of his shows is Dub, I believe.
Yeah.
And I knew you could find some drum and bass for us. So tell us a bit about, you know, what you're listening to right now, or what's moving you.
Yeah. Well, for me, drum and bass was kind of it was a bit not accidental, but it was sort of a progression from when I first started hearing what people at that time termed electronica. And I think the first song that I heard that I would have considered to be electronica that I really was like, oh, this is a great song, was Chemical Brothers, Leave Home.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I heard that song, I'm like, oh, this stuff's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then once you start getting into that genre electronica, then of course all these other genres kind of pop up, like jungle and drum and bass. And because part of the, my understanding anyways, is part of the background, you can tell, for drum and bass is dub music.
Yeah.
Is Jamaican dub music,
right, for sure. Yeah.
And I've always liked music with really heavy bass.
Yeah.
So drum and bass fits right in there.
Totally. I'm a bass guy too. I'd say my quick intro drum bass was actually probably from my brother. My brother Nathan, who's actually listening right now, I think.
Oh, cool.
He's listening all the way from, oh, we have a fan in Pakistan.
Yeah.
He's listening all the way from there, I believe. So that's kind of funny.
That'll come up on the Google Analytics.
That's right. Yeah. We'll have a look. Did he listen?
Yeah.
So that's great. And also, Ken, so I've asked you to pass me along 3 songs. Mm-hmm. So the next set after the song that's currently playing will be your 3 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. We'll chat after that little set.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you asked me to pick some drum and bass. So there's 3 tracks. They're kind of old school.
Yeah.
I think the thing that I also really like about drum and bass that's similar to dub reggae in a lot of respects is how well it's produced.
Mm-hmm.
Like the production values for the music is fantastic.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah.
Like, and you think about how intricate some of the drum patterns are and some of the other stuff within drum and bass. It's a big deal. The production is great.
Like we were just saying, it's the amen break.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Don't recall what that was. It wasn't jazz, was it?
No, it's from a funk song.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Some of the listeners might know which funk song it is. It's probably the most famous drum break in the history of music.
Well, I mean, that's just where break beats come from.
Sure.
Just like producing those kind of beats.
And
like what really caught me about electronic, I started going to the Valhalla Festival on the terrace.
Yep.
It's just so cool. Anything's possible with electronic music.
Yes.
It's just so badass and so deep.
Yeah. It can be, yeah. I was going to say about one thing about drum and bass.
Yeah.
It's hard music to dance to.
It can be.
It can be, yeah.
You have to lift your knees a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like knee lifting music.
Exactly.
High
aerobic value.
Oh, dude. Yeah. It's so cool.
Yeah.
But yes, okay, enjoy the next few songs. You're listening right now to Miserere by Grey Code and Fixed Point. And then the next few songs are Ken's, and we'll talk to you after that in a bit.
Sounds good.
daylight, you can't see them. 5 days ago, a couple of them carried something big across the flats from the airport. I think they're learning how to fly.
Fly?
Yeah, fly.
Nice, good choice, Ken.
Thanks.
You want to talk a bit about those three songs you just brought to us?
Sure. The last track you heard was called "Creatures" by Amon Tobin, and he was originally known as, took the name Cujo, and that was more sort of straight ahead drum and bass kind of stuff when he was as Cujo, and then he moved to Ninja Tune Records and. Yeah. I think his real name is Amon Tobin.
Right.
And so I would say, I mean, you mentioned this too, like that sounds like there's like a acoustic double bass being played, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Really quite jazzy.
Very
right?
Live feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
Definitely like a jazzy kind of thing. And we talked off air that I think that's kind of like right at the edge of drum and bass, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so he came from like a drum and bass background.
Cool.
And his music became less drum and bass,
right,
and more sort of towards that kind of style. But cool. We talked about that breakbeats too.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. No, that's sweet. I'm gonna take note of that and listen to those albums.
Yeah. Before that, yeah, I played some Om Unit with a remix by Rezo.
Okay.
And we were talking about that off air too. And I'm not sure if there was actually live drumming mix over top of electronic drumming? Because that was a pretty like sweet sounding snare sound. Yeah. It sounded like a real snare.
Yeah, yeah.
But it could have been sampled, just really well sampled snare, right?
Yeah, cool.
And Arm Unit's one of my favorite artists. It doesn't strictly do drum and bass, but dubstep, kind of that kind of music. And I mentioned to you that he does a lot of this sort of slow, fast, where he goes from 140 BPMs dubstep tempo down, back down, half tempo, 70, kind of more like a dub, straight ahead dub.
Right,
tempo.
And Arm Unit is a little newer. Like
Yes, that's 2012. That track came from 2012. I think the Eamon Tobin would be from 96 or 97, somewhere around
I think
there.
It's kind of like interesting. Like I picked a lot of new school songs and like some older stuff for my selection. And you can tell when some artists started to make what would become maybe dubstep, right? Which is like a new stuff, heavy bass, Skrillex.
Yeah.
Or he's kind of like he might be the gold standard. I'm not really sure.
Well, he would be what most people, I think, general public would associate with dubstep, and I would not because I'm not,
Someone
I don't
disagree.
Like his music as much as a lot of the other dubstep artists, for sure.
Yeah, totally. It's gotten broader and better.
Yeah, I
agree. But some of the stuff I've chosen kind of leans in that direction, which I kind of like. But you can kind of, I feel that I can burn out of that music pretty fast.
Yeah.
Like it's very hard and heavy.
Yeah. And I mean, it even, there's a sort of, I think it's a bit of derogatory, well, it is a derogatory term. They call it bro step.
Bro step.
Right? So, you know, you got all these bros.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All these bros in the mosh pit, you know, like going at it at 140 BPM kind of thing.
And they got their, I don't know, hockey mullets.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly. Maybe. I don't know. Do they have? They probably do have hockey mullets. Who knows? Could be. And then the first track in that set was by an artist called Fotech. And the track was called Minotaur. And again, that album was from 95 or 96. The album's called Modus Operandi. And that was one of the first sort of drum and bass albums that I bought. Yeah. And I was mentioning to you that one of the things that really attracted me to it was the production values.
Yeah.
In drum and bass is fantastic production.
Totally. Cool. How do they do it?
Yeah. You had a question for me? From my show, you said you had a question for me.
That's right. Yeah. I listened. Yeah. Good one. So I listened to your show, your post-Valentine show, and you're talking about love and how fabulous it is. And you said it's probably the subject matter that's written about most in music.
I think so.
Most songs in the world about love.
Yeah. Now, that was just a guess. That's totally.
I'm in agreement. Okay. Right? I think that's a great.
I'm
thinking. What do you think is a close? What would you say is a close second or third? Because I have a few things in mind that I was thinking. I had a minute to think about this. Second and third.
Well, I would have to. I would think that, God. Of one type or another would probably be up there too. I mean, depending on,
good point.
Know, like of some kind, I think might
be
up there.
Like globality, right? Like
globalism. Yeah, exactly. If you're talking globally, I think. But yeah, I think even globally, I think love would still be number one.
Totally. I mean, love is a big subset, right?
It is.
Something that came into my head was just about women in general, right?
True.
I mean,
because most people writing music were historically men.
Or still are. Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
So that would be a big one, maybe historically. Mm-hmm. And then I was going to say drugs, but I'm not sure that's true.
Yeah, I wouldn't say drugs would be right up there, no.
Yeah. And then so I was thinking another one is the sort of the balance of love is hate / injustice, right?
True. Yeah, that's good, actually.
Not always hate in a bad way. Like,
no.
In my first radio show, I made a point to talk about some metal and hardcore that I liked, And I was making the point.
Yeah.
It's okay to be angsty.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Just don't turn the other way completely.
Yeah.
But show a little hate for injustice or something, right?
Yeah,
so maybe that's another big topic.
Yeah, I think it would be. Like sort of protests or protest music or something.
Yeah. So I wonder what our listeners are thinking about.
I don't know.
Like what's up there with love about songs?
Yeah, because I was always surprised because I bought quite a bit of African music and listened to quite a bit of African music and still do. And a lot of it is not obviously in English.
Yeah.
And so you listen to the song, you think, oh, this is a great song. Mm-hmm. And then you read the lyrics, and it's basically like, I love you.
Yeah.
I really love you.
Yeah.
You know, I really, really love you.
Trust me,
I love you. Yeah. I really do. And it's okay, whatever. It's good.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe love is what birthed music.
It easily could have been.
Could have been.
Yeah.
This just hearing the song in the background. This is actually a Canadian artist. I had a heck of a time looking for Canadian drum and bass and Canadian sort of breaks or whatever.
Yeah.
Didn't find any, but this is Ricky Bamboo, a new artist out of, I think, Ontario. I couldn't actually figure it out. The bio about Ricky Bamboo was that he's from the Canadian Shield.
Okay.
Specifically.
That's Ontario, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it could be Manitoba.
It could be. Could be Kapuskasing, Ontario. I've been there.
Let's talk to Ricky. I'll have him on my show.
Yeah, you should, actually.
But let's fade out here on the on the mics. And so this is Ricky Bamboo with Universal Sound. And just before that, you heard in the background, Gray Code with Juniper.
Nice.
So after the song, going back, kicking it back to some drum and bass style. And then talk to you guys in a couple minutes. You good, Ken?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Tori.
All right, cheers. Great.
Thank you. He started jungle is nonsense. And that's all I have to say on the matter. His mouth and said that he started jungle is nonsense, and that's all I have to say.
Yeah, sweet. All right, those tracks. Like I was just saying, you just heard Ricky Bamboo, Universal Sound, new Canadian artists.
Yeah.
After that, with Dylan Joe with Hard Noise. You like that one?
Oh, that's
yeah,
totally classic.
Yeah.
Drum and bass.
Yeah. No, totally.
Yeah.
It's that break, that mm-hmm. almond break. Yeah, Hard Noise by Dylan Joe. And then just before that, we heard Denim Audio with Who Started Jungle.
That was a very good track.
Yeah.
Too. I like that one. Yeah.
Yeah. You like those bass wobbles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say too quickly, Tor, that
yeah.
the funny thing is, like with a lot of electronic music, if it's not like vocal based music, and I listen to a lot of instrumental music.
Yeah.
So I always find it funny because the title of the song could be who cares, whatever, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't, just like with dub music, it's like, oh yeah, it's a computer monitor dub,
sure,
or whatever.
Sure,
right? Yeah. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, and I know there's actually albums out there where there's no track name; it's just track numbers.
Yeah. Aphex Twin is kind of famous for they just having these total nonsense track names, because what difference does it make?
Oh man, but you know, in a world of Spotify and Apple Music, it's so hard to find some cool songs that I learned about through friends. Mm-hmm. Oh, shout out to anybody in Squamish listening to Squamish, by the way. Anyone down in Argentina, by the way, that'd be crazy if you're down there.
Hola.
Yeah. Was I saying, oh yes, they introduced me to some music, and impossible to find on Spotify because it's all symbols and letters and gobbledygook, which is funny.
Yeah.
Gobbledygook until you're trying to find it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, digital music.
Yep.
You've caved to Spotify, which is okay.
Did.
We don't hold it against you.
Okay, good. Thanks, Tor.
Cool. So you've been listening to Mind Funnel, the special breaks in drum and bass episode. We will be back next week, 8 o'clock Mondays. You're listening to CICK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio. And this song in the background is Floating Points with Problems. And we'll probably finish it off in the next few minutes with Philip D. Kick with Drips. If you're a sci-fi fan, you'll know that Philip D. Kick is a play on
Philip K. Dick.
That's right. So those in the know. Anything else, Ken? Any final words here before we fade out to the last song?
No, just thanks for having me on. It was super fun.
Thanks for coming. Yeah,
and it's cool to be able to listen to some new drum and bass stuff.
Yeah. I'll share this playlist with you. And anyone who wants this playlist, let me know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll share the link out.
Yeah, and happy that you're doing a show, too. That's great, Tor.
Yeah. You want to come back when it's a metal show?
Sure. I'll give it a go.
You paused.
Yeah, I'll give it a go. Right. Like, I'm always open to listening to stuff. I do like some metal, but I prefer, we can talk about it.
Yeah.
We can talk about what kind of metal I prefer.
As long as it's not AC/DC.
No, it's not. No. All Them Witches is one of my favorite bands, but they're not really metal.
I do listen to them as well a little bit.
Yeah. Anyways.
Cool.
Thanks
Signing
again.
Out, Mind Funnel. This is Torbjorn and Kenny
Ken.
J.
Well, I just go as Ken on my show, or K-Dub if I'm DJing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ken White.
Yeah.
The legendary Ken White.
Thanks.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.